Think about the pride you have once you win an Olympic medal. Like, that thing you hold on to for the rest of your life, you just display it, and it just stays on your mantle basically forever.
I mean, you could at very least use it as a coaster, right? I mean, they're not actually made out of gold, bronze, and silver anymore nowadays. So.
No, they actually said in Tokyo right now, they said that they're made out of recycled electronic devices,
right.
Which I thought was really interesting.
Which, I mean, give that a few more years, it could actually be worth more than the gold, right? I mean, you can't get any chips to make pickup trucks right now. So, I mean, maybe if you take your Olympic medal and plug it into a pickup truck, maybe that would work, right?
So you see all these Olympians holding up their medals and how proud they are. And then you think about all these award shows when you win an Oscar, you win an Emmy, and how you hold on
to
that trophy forever, right?
Sure.
But Dakota, my two-year-old, she goes to swim school right now. She's learning how to swim.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave her, this past weekend, she got a maroon ribbon.
Yeah.
And it said, she went underwater without crying.
Oh, nice.
It was a big deal.
How do you know if somebody doesn't cry when they go underwater?
Well, you can tell. Because they're not gasping for air.
Okay.
And screaming.
They're not
and
drowning.
Flailing their arms.
They're not actually drowning. At that moment, actively.
And I saw, you watch from, the parent window, you sit behind the window and you're watching them. And they gave her the ribbon.
Yeah.
And I saw her hold it. And her eyes just lit
up.
An
enormous pride.
Oh, my gosh. So she came out, Mommy! and she's showing me the ribbon, and she's so proud.
Yeah.
Do you know that she slept with that ribbon for the last three nights?
Oh, well, that's nice.
She's
that's sweet,
proud.
Right?
That's sweet.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it. I go, when you win an award when you are young, or you win a trophy at some point in your life, there's some of them that you are so proud of that you hold on to for the rest of your life.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, I don't remember really winning a trophy until I was in high school, actually. And then I won the trophy for the state champion for HVAC, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning for VICA.
Wow.
Not sexy. Not a sexy title to put out there, but definitely a prideful moment for me. That trophy is somewhere, I believe, in my parents' attic or crawl space still at this time right now.
Yep.
The funny thing is a trophy typically has, a figurine of that person doing whatever it is they're doing, right?
Right.
So if you're like the Heisman is a guy driving with the football. He's running with the football, that kind of thing. So, I mean, they don't normally have, a trophy guy that's carrying an air conditioning piece of equipment or something like that. So I think it's just somebody with their arms raised in a V or something.
For victory.
Like an eagle, almost. I mean, it could be the emblem for the United States. Who knows?
1-800-330-9999. What's the last trophy that you won that you held on to forever? For me, it was when I was in Junior Achievement, which is Future Business Leaders of America kind of thing.
Yeah. No, I remember them.
Yeah, I was the runner-up for President of the Year. But then I won the scholarship, right? I was so proud of myself. I have that plaque in my house still. And every once in a while I look at it and I'm like,
that's
Yep.
Right? And Mama still got it.
Runner up, President of the Year.
Yeah, but you got the money.
I did get the money.
You get the money, and that's what matters at the end, right?
Yeah. What was the award that you're going to hold on to forever? You're never going to forget about it. 1-800-330-9999. Winning an award or a medal or a trophy is something you remember forever. But which ones do you hold on to? Because these Olympians, they're going to be holding on to their medals for the rest of their lives, because that is a huge accomplishment.
Let's be real, Anna. All right. The older I get, the less awards I actually win.
Mm-hmm.
So when I do get some sort of, citation or acknowledgement of anything, I might poo-poo it. But in my heart, I'm singing. I'm dancing. I'm soaring.
A couple years ago, Raven gave me an award. It's a trophy of a microphone. And it says big deal radio star with my name on it.
I know it's one of your proudest awards
ever.
It's
my favorite thing. But you want to know why I love it so much? And it's in my family room, and I keep it with all my antique radios, that trophy you got me.
What?
Because you gave it to me.
Oh, that's so sweet and nice.
Because you're acknowledging that I am the superior of the two of us.
That is not what it says on there. But I understand that you like the award, and I knew it would hit at certain buttons with you. So.
Yeah. Producer John, what award did you get that you'll cherish forever?
It was very recent. It was my employee of the quarter just a couple months.
Here we go.
I started. But much like you, Anna, much like you, the real reward came from Raven, because as I was reading the email, company-wide email comes in, employee of the quarter, John Kamal. As I'm reading, I hear Raven from the other room, oh, no. No. I'm not calling you, sir.
That's right. That's right.
No, I'm not. Yeah. Watching your face. Oh, it was. Oh. It was just. Oh, it was beautiful.
And he just peacocked around the building for 2 or 3 days. The truth is,
the word
that
is strut.
The truth is that John had done a very, very good job for a few months running up to that to get Employee of the Quarter. And the truth is after he won that award, he immediately nosedived right after that. Right after that.
Says you.
You know, couldn't maintain.
Says you.
Our company does also the Employee of the Year, which I had won a bunch of years back.
Yep.
And they give you this beautiful metal cup. But here's the problem. At the end of the year, you have to give it back.
Yeah.
And I, like, didn't want to give it back. I was like, what do you mean I got to give it back to the next winner? Like, well, who gives an award and then takes it back?
There's photos from when Anna won it where they're all drinking from it.
Yes.
And then everybody got a cold after that.
Yeah, I was
literally everybody was sick after that.
It was pre-COVID. It was a different time. 1-800-330-9999. What's the award that you won that you'll never forget?
I'm a bowler. I love bowling. You know, I've been bowling since I was young. Years ago, actually. I hit a 300.
What?
My first 300 game. And it was actually in a league, so it was sanctioned, and it was legit, you know. And it was actually on Miles' birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So they gave me a ring, diamond all around, man, 300, you know, engraved in it, the date, the whole nine.
What?
And I wear it. To this day, I got it on right now.
That's amazing.
That is so cool.
I mean, a 300 in ball. I mean, hey, you were the champ of the day.
Oh, champ of the day.
That's
I had the whole lane. Everybody came down and stood behind me.
Yes.
The pressure was on. That last frame, man, I went ahead and knocked them all down. And, hey, it was a party.
That's
congratulations
awesome.
On your success. That is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I would wear your ring right now. If I mugged you and I got my hands on that ring, I would be wearing your ring right now. Yeah, I'd keep rocking that one, man.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations. If he was here, I'd touch him. Just so some of the magic rubbed off.
Right. Truth be told, you may never win an Olympic medal. But at some point in your life, you won something. You got an award, you got a medal, you got something, and you hold on to it and you cherish it forever.
Big or small, it was an acknowledgement of the fact that you were awesome.
What was it for? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I won an award in the 80s. I was in Maryland with my sister who's in the Navy. And the Navy had a huge plant that they stored all their film from. For all the history of all their pictures were in this place. Well, it was in February, the pipes froze and they burst and they ruined all these pictures. And my sister, who was in the Navy, was head of the film department. And so they needed people to come in and help out. And I was visiting my sister. I went in there and helped with this. And I got an accommodation from the Navy and the President of the United States.
Wow.
Nice.
My, thing that I appreciate the most.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Accommodation from the president.
It's a big deal.
And from the Navy. It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
Yep.
How old were you?
It was before I graduated. I think it was 17, 18 years old.
I mean, at that point, you get a letter from the president at 17 years old and you feel like the whole world is your oyster, right? The world is open to you.
You're not kidding.
I mean, my biggest dream in the world is to get something from the president. And, like, and I think that my dad would be so proud of me. Like,
sure.
That's like, I think that's my biggest goal. Yeah. My dad always said, when you get to meet the president, that's the biggest deal. It doesn't even matter which president
it
is.
No matter, whoever the president is, right?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the award that you got that you'll never forget?
Yes. So it was cooking award. We had a men's cooking competition at our church, an entree and a dessert. And my entree wasn't going to win, so I focused my attention towards the dessert. And I won with Welcome to the Tropics. And they only had one award. They gave it to the entree, and they gave me an honorable mention for my dessert.
But that honorable mention, the acknowledgement of the fact that, you know what? Had this been desserts only, you would have been the guy.
Right.
I mean, that tells people.
You hold on
listen,
to that.
They might have entrees over there, but I'm the dessert guy.
Right.
I'm Mr. Sugar Sweet.
Right. Yeah, and what happened was I've been tasting this guy for 7 years, and the judge was his mom, and the other person on the dessert table was her son-in-law, and the other person was her prayer partner.
So the controversy. Controversy in the prayer circle.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
That's wrong.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah. I know I won, but I got home to the family, and they're like, oh, yeah, you don't have an award to prove it.
I would have left the church. Right. I'm getting a new church. Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the trophy that you won that you'll never forget?
Well, they call me the King of Halloween. No matter where I am, no matter if it's Comic-Con, a Halloween party, I always winter place best costume.
So wait a minute. You get best costume all the time. Is it the same costume that you're taking, putting on, and recycling, going to other places? Or is it like a different costume every time?
No, never.
Never?
That's blasphemy.
All right.
Wow. I've been Uncle Buck. I've been far from Spaceballs. I've been Captain Spaulding.
Oh, impressive. Dated, but impressive. I remember doing costume parties for like years, Anna, just in radio.
Yeah.
And there were guys, like when the Transformer movies first came out, that would have these huge, elaborate Transformers costumes. They would win every time. But I swear I would see him year after year. So the fact that he's doing new ones, that's really different.
1-800-330-9999. What was the trophy, medal, or award that you won that you'll never forget? Average American, never going to win an Olympic medal.
That's true.
And you hold on to that medal forever. Like, that pride you must feel when you win an Olympic gold is a big deal.
I would think so.
But there's some awards that you win that you hold on to forever that are important for you. What was that award? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Well, I never won a trophy in my life, but I got a trophy wife. And August the 2nd will be 25 years that we've been together. I just wanted to say that she's my trophy wife.
It's a smart move, pal. It's a heady play this morning. Right. He's like, I know my wife is listening, and watch this. This is my window I'm jumping through. Right. What's your wife's name?
Carol Lewis.
All right, wicked hot Carol Lewis. Congratulations on your hotness and your anniversary. Thanks for the call, sir.
I just bought my husband a shirt that said trophy husband.
Right. Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
I got one of those.
Do
yeah.
you?
Yeah, I think I actually donated it this week because I'm a little bit out of shape.
Oh, it doesn't fit. Your trophy husband t-shirt doesn't
fit. Now it's starting to stretch in the wrong areas. Yeah. Thank you for the call, man.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What is the award that you won that you will cherish forever?
All right, this is going to sound super ridiculous, but I won a macaroni necklace in high school for doing like the most somersaults in a row for our senior games. And I still have it hanging on my wall.
Let's face it, all right? Senior year, the best and worst parts of your high school career have pretty much already happened to you at that point. So you take a risk when you sign up for the talent show, when you sign up for field day, anything like that. You figure to yourself, I've gotten through 12 years of schooling without something truly embarrassing happening to me up until this point.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to take that risk. So I share in your thought that that was a great moment for you. You took the risk. You somersaulted your butt off, frankly,
yeah.
And you were the champion of the day.
Well done. Hey, Anna and Raven, what was that trophy that you're going to hold on to forever?
Yeah, I won Miss Teen at the Bourbon County Fair when I was 15.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
You just say that and I immediately smell pigs and goats, right? Don't you assume?
I was thinking more like
they were there.
Yeah.
Fried food. I was thinking fried dough, maybe a sausage and peppers.
No.
A brisket sandwich or something like that.
County fair is all about animals. That's all I think about.
Manure. Yeah. I'm sure the competition was very stiff and you were lovely that day. Congratulations on your victory.
Do they parade you around in a convertible or a pickup truck?
It's got to be a tractor.
Or a pickup truck.
Hi, it's Hannah Raven. What trophy do you have that you still cherish?
Yeah. Okay. I got a good flosser trophy, like because my teeth were good from the dentist.
That's fantastic.
Come on. Your dentist gives out. Wait.
I wish my dentist gave awards.
No, you're a grown man, and your dentist gave you, like, I mean, no, is it like a pediatric dentist?
When I was a kid.
Okay, all right. Well, I love that you still remember it.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you need is a little bit of a validation, right?
True.
A little bit of an acknowledgement in life, and it will stick with you forever.
I just had a moment of, like my if I was a psychiatrist, I would be like, ding, 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 because I got, when I was in first grade, an attendance award that I never missed a day of school. And I forgot about that award and how much it means to me. But you know how important it is for me never to miss a day.
Like, I do.
I wonder if that has something to do with
you're
it.
You're still trying. You're trying to get another award.
Who's that's what, give
so you
me
don't
an
lose
attendance
that one.
Award? Right. I mean, like, they never give me attendance awards here at work. I feel like I should get
one.
Because
that's not a real thing as an adult.
Oh. Maybe it should be. There's a lot of places that I think that people just call in sick for no reason. You should be awarded for showing up. Congratulations on your flossing award. That's impressive.
Thank you. Thank you.